This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
To Connecticut, where people are heading back to work after Friday's tragic shooting in Newtown. And Jeff Gorder has flown in to help some of them. He's a counselor for the Crisis Care Network, and he joins us now from Trimble, Connecticut. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what have you been brought in to do, Jeff?
Well, our company is particularly working with one organization that has a large number of employees in the area, specifically 150 of them that live in the Newtown area. And so, as you might guess, almost everybody knows somebody who was involved in this tragedy.
Well, so what can you do for them? How do you help them through this? And I guess you're brought into their workplace, so how do you help them get back to work?
Well, exactly. Our specific focus is that basically taking care of your people is also taking care of your business. And that we recognize in situations like this, you know, employees are going to be distraught. Getting back to work feels like normal, feels like something predictable.
Do you advise people that you deal with to follow the news and read everything they can about it or talk to people about it? Or do you advise them to avoid looking at the news about this tragedy?
You know, I think that that's a key point. You really want to limit your exposure to media at a time like this. It's very understandable to want as much information as you can, because we're desperately trying to find some why here. But watching the same images over and over again only tends to create further anxiety for people, as opposed to helping them re-engage in things that are more supportive and encouraging.
Now, you've dealt with 9/11 victims, Katrina, the tsunami in Japan. How does the challenge compare this time for you?
I think what has stood out for this particular response, of course, is the fact that there were children involved. And I think that takes all of the experiences and all of the reactions that people understandably have and just exponentially increases it. The survivor guilt that so many other parents are experiencing, that could have been my child, why wasn't it my child? It triggers everybody's protective instinct, and they want to do something, and yet there's no immediate focal point for that anger.
Jeff Gorder is a counselor from the Crisis Care Network. Jeff, thanks a lot, and good luck there in Newtown.
Thank you very much.